If I had not moved my head at that very last instant, the assassin's bullet would have perfectly hit its mark.
Today marks 1 year since the attempted assassination of then-candidate Donald Trump during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, where a bullet grazed his ear.
Take a look at what happened.
He was tackled by security. The shooter was killed by a sniper with the Secret Service. And when Trump stood up, he had blood on his face. It was a shocking moment that will live on in the history books forever. USA Today Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page has been taking a look at the incident and the impact it had on politics. She joined us to talk about it.
The shooting in Butler was instantly an iconic picture for everyone, I think. The scene of Donald Trump popping back up, blood streaming down the side of his face, pumping his fists three times and saying, fight, fight, fight. That was quite remarkable. And I think it prompted some people, including Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and some voters, to take a second look at Donald Trump at a really crucial moment during the campaign.
They saw the blood and thought, actually, most did, that I was dead. They knew it was a shot to the head. They saw the blood.
We don't know what would have happened politically if this never occurred. What we do know is the image Donald Trump had before and the image after. His image, it seemed to have changed irrevocably after that moment.
You know, the fact that he survived this assassination attempt because he happened to turn his face at the moment the rifle was fired, that is a remarkable thing. And it convinced Donald Trump's most fervent supporters that even God was on Trump's side. It, in fact, persuaded Trump himself that God saved him.
I believe that my life was saved that day in Butler for a very good reason. I was saved by God to make America great again. I believe that.
And I think it's one of the reasons that Trump has pursued such an assertive, such an aggressive agenda early in his presidency.
It was a terrifying moment for every political observer. It doesn't matter what side you're on. This is not something that's far back in history. We're watching these political rallies in clear HD, and he's up there and he falls down and we hear shots. Maybe it's shots, maybe it's fireworks. And then we see that he has blood on his face. That really has to be something that is going to be in history books forever, that picture of him with blood on his face below the American flag.
If Donald Trump had never mentioned the assassination attempt again, it would still be an iconic moment because that picture is so dramatic. But of course, Donald Trump has talked about it a fair amount, and you see it when you come into the White House. When you take the White House tour, you walk by a portrait that shows that moment where he's back on his feet, pumping his fist, blood on his face.
You write about historical parallels with Teddy Roosevelt, and the things that you mention are really eerie. There are numerous instances that are very similar when you look at history.
It's really remarkable. So 1912, Teddy Roosevelt is a former Republican president. He's seeking a second term. He's running on the Bull Moose Party, a third party. He's in Milwaukee. He comes out at the hotel in downtown Milwaukee to address a rally, and he's shot. But the bullet goes first through his metal glasses case that he had in his pocket, and then it goes through this very thick speech he was holding that he was about to deliver, and it slows down the bullet enough so that when it hits him, it doesn't do serious injury. And so he stays there, talks about how he was shot, and then goes ahead and gives the speech.
And Donald Trump, shortly after the shooting, he went to the Republican National Convention, which was in Milwaukee, this very place where this happened.
I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here.
Yes, you are! Yes, you are!
Yes, a few days later, Donald Trump was addressing the Republican National Convention, accepting the nomination in downtown Milwaukee, about three blocks from the hotel where Teddy Roosevelt was shot.
And it seems like they had a similar reaction. Donald Trump was defiant. He went on stage and he talked about the shooting. It was similar to how Teddy Roosevelt responded after getting shot. The same sort of defiance in Milwaukee. That is so odd.
Defiant is exactly the right word to use for both of them. They were both fighters, and they showed it at this very perilous moment in their campaigns.
All right, Susan, very interesting, very illuminating. Thank you so much for your help.
You bet. It's my pleasure.
That is USA Today Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page.